Leviticus, chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each of them took his censer, and put fire in it, and laid incense on it, and offered strange fire before Yahweh, which he had not commanded them. And there came forth fire from before Yahweh, and devoured them, and they died before Yahweh. Then Moses said to Aaron, This is it that Yahweh spoke, saying, I will be sanctified in those who come near me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, Draw near, carry your brothers from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they drew near, and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said to Aaron, and to Eleazar and to Ithamar, his sons, Don't let the hair of your heads go loose, neither rend your clothes, that you will not die, and that he is not angry with all the congregation, but let your brothers, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which Yahweh has kindled. And you will not go out from the door of the tent of meeting, or else you will die, for the anointing oil of Yahweh is on you. And they did according to the word of Moses, and Yahweh spoke to Aaron, saying, Drink no wine nor strong drink, you, nor your sons with you, when you go into the tent of meeting, that you will not die, it will be a statute forever throughout your generations. And that you may make a distinction between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. And that you may teach the sons of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken to them by Moses. And Moses spoke to Aaron, and to Eleazar and to Ithamar, his sons who were left, Take the meal offering that remains of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. And you will eat it in a holy place, because it is your portion, and your son's portion, of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the wave breast and the heave thigh you will eat in a clean place, you, and your sons, and your daughters with you, for they are given as your portion, and your son's portion, out of the sacrifices of the peace offerings of the sons of Israel. The heave thigh and the wave breast they will bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it for a wave offering before Yahweh, and it will be yours, and your sons with you, as a portion forever, as Yahweh has commanded. And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and noticed that it was burnt, and he was angry with Eleazar and with Ithamar, the sons of Aaron who were left, saying, Why haven't you eaten the sin offering in the place of the sanctuary, seeing it is most holy, and he has given it you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before Yahweh? Look, the blood of it wasn't brought into the sanctuary inside, you should have certainly eaten it in the sanctuary, as I commanded. And Aaron spoke to Moses, Look, this day they have offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before Yahweh, and there have befallen me such things as these, and if I had eaten the sin offering today, would it have been good in the eyes of Yahweh? And when Moses heard that, it was good in his eyes.